96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts extend beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas Liquidation Center, a blissful escape in paradise, Bon for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Doctors Hospital, Epic Battery, Grand Bahama News, Marcos Pizza, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. Thursday, Small Business Thursday. So happy to be in your company, guys, chopping the thing down. Always talking the way that we are. Continue to be able to kind of push forward and talk about national growth and development. I know that we're moving towards independence. So all you folks out there who are interested in kind of bringing your stuff that you have for independence, your shoes, your bike, your this, your that, all those products, I'd love to be able to talk about that. But before we do so, I'd like to be decent as possible and shout out all those persons. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at Da Vinci's Printing and Innovators. They got everything laid out for you as it relates to your graphics, designs, and some beautiful, beautiful trinkets that are available in that particular space. Guys, go down there and check them out. Go down there and check it out. DaVinciPrinting242.com. They got everything for you if you're in the space that you want to kind of get that idea out and put professionalism to it. Ensure that you could kind of lay it out properly as it relates to being able to put pizzazz to the project that you got going on. DaVinciPrinting242.com in the Village Road Shopping Plaza. They got everything available for you. Want to be able to check that thing out. The Village Road Shopping Plaza right there. Village Road, Brennard Road, Soldier Road, Wolf Road at the intersection on the northern side. You can be able to see them. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything available for you. They're open 9 to 5. Weekdays, 9 to 2, Saturday. If you're in the market looking for insurance, go and check them out. Go and check them out. They got everything laid out for you. I'm telling you the truth. You can be able to do that. And annually, my good friend Ethric Bo has something very nice for you. He told me, I'm still waiting on a call to see whether or not he's filled that position for administration. So please let me know whether or not he's done that. But if you're in the market looking for something to do and you want to be able to learn the insurance agency, the insurance business, so forth and so on, do so. Give him a call, 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. They're located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. They can take very good care of you. Guys, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in the paper. And as we touch the paper today, as we touch the paper, as we recognize some of the depth, the girth, the weight of the paper today, we know that it's a Thursday. And even on a Thursday, we recognize our brothers and sisters who's transitioned. Now, I always like to say this to you, just giving recognition to the day and the time that exists. If you're one of those persons who are dealing with transition in your life, dealing with your loved one passed away, brother, sister, husband, wife, friend, mother, whoever. If you're dealing with transition in your life and you're looking for someone to capture the essence of your loved one, you're looking for a company that you can go to that can be able to, you know, recreate the presence and almost the character that your loved one lived, you want to be able to go to professionals to do that. You've got to go down to my good, decent people over at Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. They got everything available for you. You got to check them out. Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium, they're located on Ernest and York Street. Just let them know that Howard Grant sent you down there. He's always talking about you. These guys are like family to me. And so they can take very good care of you. Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium, they got everything laid out. Guys, it's a beautiful day today. And we have something very special for the past, last week, this week, and the next few weeks. We're going to talk about Men's Month. I want to be able to introduce you and talk to you about a little segment that we get coming up for Men's Month from Doctors Hospital.
This segment is brought to you by Doctors Hospital. At Doctors Hospital, we care. Real strength means taking care of your health. This Men's Health Month, visit Doctors Hospital for expert primary care and life-saving specialist visits. Schedule your screening today.
And it's Men's Health Month, ladies and gentlemen. That's something that Doctors Hospital wanted to do, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity to be able to have that kind of a conversation. Really was enthusiastic and excited about it last week. I'm hoping that we can be able to get maybe stretch the month another week and see if we can be able to get that conversation. But I'm here with none other than Dr. Rashida Brown-Clark. Dr. Brown-Clark is here to be able to talk to us about Men's Health Month, to be able to talk about the proactive ways that we can be able to do this. Dr. Brown-Clark, introduce yourself. Let persons know who you are, your responsibility, the division that you're in, and what we're going to be talking about today.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for having me. I am Rashida Brown-Clark, as you mentioned. I am a psychiatrist. I have been in practice publicly up until last year with the Sandlands Rehabilitation Center, and now full-time at Doctors Hospital. And I've been in the practice of psychiatry since I finished residency in 2009. And I am a psychiatrist, which means I am a medical doctor that has specialized in the field of psychiatry. And I do primarily outpatient psychiatric work or practice with Doctors Hospital.
So tell me this. I want to get just some clarity and understanding of what psychiatry is. A lot of persons in our society will deem it based upon commercialism, based upon this sort of an idea that continues to be able to spill into our society. They'll deem it something wrong with your brain, something wrong with your head, you're crazy, these crazy people, somebody got to help you with that. Talk to me about what your field is and for the years that you've been doing, how you concentrate on these particular things.
So psychiatry is actually the practice of treating people with severe mental illness. And severe mental illness, yes, are disorders of the brain. So the brain is responsible for how we think, how we behave, how we speak. And mental illness can affect how we behave, how we think, how we speak. And so we use certain criteria to make diagnoses. And based on those diagnoses, we have evidence-based treatments. Mm-hmm. So that is what I do. So I do primarily medication management. So as a doctor, I am able to prescribe medications. It is very different from psychology. So a lot of people get us mixed up. And the psychologist is not a medical doctor, but they are the experts in talk therapy. And so when you need specific talk therapies, you go and you see a psychologist. When you need medication management, that is when the psychiatrist comes in, and those would be for more severe cases.
So the first, I got to ask this question. So
the first, I would not use the word crazy.
No, you don't.
No, not at all.
I got to tell my people that.
Please.
Listen, we don't use the word crazy.
We do not.
Which word we use?
We say that the person is ill, that the person has an illness, and it's no different than any other physical illness. So we try to get people to understand that a mental illness is very similar to somebody who has diabetes, hypertension, any number of chronic or acute illnesses, physical illnesses.
Now I want to know. Between psychology and your position as a psychiatrist,
sure.
Is there a step? Do we go if we are presenting?
Sure.
Right? As though we have these particular challenges that we're trying to be able to go through, and someone wants to be able to make an assessment of you, is there a step that we take? Do we go psychology, psychiatrist after we make this kind of deduction?
It depends. A lot of times, especially in our society where there's such a great stigma towards psychiatric illness or psychological ailments, I would usually recommend that you start maybe with your family medicine practitioner. And that person should be able to determine whether or not whether you need to see a psychologist or whether you need to see a psychiatrist. Many times you can start with your clinical psychologist, and that person should be able to ascertain what is going on and determine if you do need to see a psychiatrist or not. In our society, you are able
to... A general practitioner.
A family medicine physician, yeah. So a general practitioner. And then they can step it up to psychology or psychiatry, or a family member or the person themselves can decide that they're going to start with a psychologist, and the psychologist will refer them to a psychiatry. In our system, you are able to walk into a specialist office. So I do have people who come into me not really knowing what their needs are. People feel like once you come to the doctor will always give you medication. But there are many times when I will say to somebody that you don't actually need me. You don't actually need medication management, and you would be served by seeing a psychologist or a therapist.
For talk therapy?
Yes.
So sometimes we just need this kind of a thing. I think in our society we've had this kind of this blockage
sure.
that stops us from being able to access what we really need to be able to unravel some of the issues that we are kind of grappling with in our mind.
Sure.
And so you believe that a lot of persons, talk to me about that. I think a lot of men need to hear this more specifically. How therapeutic is it for you to be able to approach this sort of a language and just sort of kind of, derobe and in front of someone who's a professional to talk about, hey, listen, these are some of the issues that has been traveling with me for, I don't know, 30 years, 35 years. Talk to me about that.
So I think it needs to start very early. I think we need to start talking to children about opening up and speaking about how they're feeling and what they're going through, and to recognize when something is not quite right, because a lot of illnesses actually start in childhood, especially things like anxiety disorders. So when you realize that you have this child, we tend to want to take them to the priest, or we try to beat the anxiety out of them and not recognize that this child may need to speak to somebody about what they're going through, what they're feeling, what makes them anxious. So really getting into the mindset that we need to deal with things early. We need to be able to talk about what is going on. We need to be able to talk about how we feel. We need to allow our children to explain to us how they feel and try to help them navigate it. And when somebody does need help, not to hide it, not to think of it as a shame or a weakness, but to actually be able to say, this person needs help and I need to get them help, or to be able to say, something is going on with me. I can't quite explain it. I need help. I need to speak to someone. So trying to take the shame away from it so people do not feel ashamed about what they are feeling and what they are experiencing, and be open to having them to the help that they need. But the stigma starts with us. We need to look at ourselves.
As a society.
Yes, we need to look at ourselves, and we need to understand where the stigma comes from.
How do we destigmatize this? How do we now take the sting out of this sort of an idea that I may have some issues? How do we, as adults, as those who are responsible for being able to shape society and ensure that we're moving towards productivity, how do we now being able to almost put shame on the fact that if someone being condescending or, you know, using a particular tone with you, if you're saying, hey, listen, you may need some help in this particular area. Talk to me about that.
Well, first of all, we need to take words like crazy out of our vocabulary.
Okay, I'll do that. Right.
Please.
I'll write that down now.
Please.
Crazy out. Okay.
Yeah, so no calling anybody crazy. Sorry. Being able to speak about illness as illness, and also being accepting the fact that it is an illness, so that how we feel, we will talk about things and how we will relate to things. And so once we change the language and we recognize these as illnesses or ailments, then the stigma starts to fall away. Because when you have, say, high blood pressure, and you have headaches and blurred vision, etc., because of it, there is an understanding that I am ill, I have something going on, and I go to the doctor to find out what is wrong. I'm so sorry. But if we start to look at mental illness and psychological ailments the same way, then we are able to treat them that way.
Let me see if I can get you a cup of water so you can be able to do that, right? Get a cup of water. All right, so, but I'd like to be able to talk about this because I think it's important that as we dive deeper into these things, as we take on this kind of a course to identify some of the issues that we have, I think it's fitting and appropriate for us to start off with these issues. I listened to this particular podcast. We can have this conversation real quick. Now, there was a preacher, I can't remember his name, but he is the pastor of Gateway International Church, United States of America. He just stepped down from his position. He stepped down from his position, what he called sins, right? Some sins of his past. Now, somebody came forward after 35 years, to say that he had inappropriately approached them and touched them inappropriately when they were 12 years old. These people are 47 years old now, almost 50.
Yes.
And now, after years of going through therapy, after years of all these things, in fact, the person only asked him, say, $50,000, give me so I could be able to pay for my therapy, for what I had to endure when I was a 12-year-old child, and you put me and I had to follow me all my life. There are people in our society. I just want to be decent as I say this. There are men in our society, there are women in our society, there are people, there are families that keep these things shut down. The ailments, first and foremost, some of the tangible, outwardly expressed issues that we see as a result of people harboring this sort of an information, this sort of this thing that burns a hole in their chest after years and years, and the reason why they would need talk therapy to be able to get this kind of stuff out.
So we know that childhood trauma can lead to any number of psychological and mental illnesses later in life. Things like post-traumatic stress disorder, which is an anxiety disorder, anxiety disorders, generalized anxiety disorder, depressive disorders, they are at risk for developing these illnesses because of the childhood trauma. So gone are the days when we say that somebody who was abused as a child, you know, you don't talk about it, you don't think about it, and it will go away. We know that that is not true.
It never goes away.
It never does. And so I have seen elderly people,
our
70s,
society says,
80s.
Let it go, man. Yeah. Just let it go.
You don't let something like that go. You do not.
You hold on to it.
The trauma is there. It has changed the brain. It has changed the chemistry of the brain forever. And until you deal with it, until we lay the wound bare, and we deal with that, we deal with the hurt and the scars, it will always be there. And so talk therapy earlier than later is very important. And then there are certain things that we don't see as trauma, but don't go away. For instance, a child losing a parent when they're very young. So the death of a parent is very traumatizing for a child. And that is something that does not go away. That can also lead to illness later on in life, depressive illnesses, anxiety illnesses. And most do not get therapy when they lose a parent as a child. Because, again, the thought is, oh, they were so young.
It doesn't matter.
They'll forget about it. Well, they never had their father, so what difference does it make? And they become...
Is that our insensitivity as a society? I mean, from your clinical perspective and vantage point.
I think it's ignorance. And we think of ignorance as a horrible thing, but all ignorance
is information.
When you don't have the information.
Yeah.
But if we can have these discussions and we can have open discussions about these things, then we'll start to think differently about it. And we'll seek help for those who need the help when they need the help.
I like to put a picture to it. I like to be able to give a real life example, not necessarily calling any names or anything, because this is what really connects with people. And then you could be able to give me the diagnosis, the approach. How do we be able to do these things? What is the age, do you believe, that talk therapy should start in a child?
Well, this is interesting because I spoke to, please.
Angafight, go ahead. I can bring some Buckley's for you next time.
Thank you. I need that. I need Buckley's. I need
this. $1,000
Seriously.
Gotta get a loan for it.
Honestly. Now, I had an interesting discussion with a therapist who deals with children fairly recently. And her thought was that a child, you should introduce a child to a therapist when they start to show signs that there's something wrong, especially the younger children. You don't want to necessarily introduce something if there are no signs. Now, I don't know the data behind that because I don't do much when it comes to children and adolescents. But I think if you have a traumatic event that you are aware of, so if the child loses a parent or you know that the child has been subjected to any sort of trauma, then that introduce them to someone, to have them speak to someone. So I don't know if there is a specific age, but it is when you know that something has happened and this child has had something happen to them, or they start to show signs that something isn't quite right. And it's very important to remember that children act out many times, especially younger children. So you may notice behavioral changes because younger children might not be able to come to you and say, "Daddy, I feel sad," or "Mommy, I feel a bit anxious or nervous," but they may act out. They may have behaviors that suggest that something is going on. And definitely you should speak to them and possibly have them speak to someone when you notice changes in their behavior.
A lot of people kind of chalk it up to say, "That child got too much sugar in the system. My God, I didn't need to be able to do this." Mm-hmm. So the clinical psychologist, I'm sorry, the general practitioner, your family doctor that you would go to,
pediatrician,
they'll make a determination as to whether or not these are some of the steps that you should take first.
Sure, the pediatrician is a good first step.
I like this. All right, we're going to take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get back and talk with none other than Dr. Rashida Brown Clark as we continue to be able to identify and talk about Men's Health Month and really being able to talk about talk therapy and the steps that we need to be able to take to remedy a lot of the issues that we have in society. Today's note, very clear note. Today's note, take crazy out of your vocabulary. We can do that. We're going to be decent about that. Quick commercial break, guys. We're going to be right back after this.
Foundation.
What can make you happy and angry at the same time? The Angry Whopper and new Angry Chicken Sandwich at Burger King Nassau. It's time to get angry and take on the flavor sensation of BK's signature flame-grilled beef, spicy jalapenos, bacon, classic onion rings, cheese, fresh veggies, and all the fixings you love. Or try the new Angry Chicken with the same delicious spicy ingredients on a crispy chicken breast patty. Take your taste buds to Whopper and Angry Chicken today, only at Burger King Nassau.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello, hello. This Epic Eckert Battery. This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time.
I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. On Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
Doctors Hospital has reimagined primary care. We have invested to improve our health system, ensuring that accessible, affordable, world-class clinical care is closer to you. We understand that your relationship with a primary care provider shapes the foundation of your overall health. Our new modern primary care facilities are where critical diagnoses and true personalized treatment begins. With locations across New Providence, Grand Bahama, and Exuma, we invite you to experience the Doctors Hospital difference. Book your next appointment at clinics.doctorshosp.com.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, the Foundation here with none other than Doctors Hospital, being able to identify Men's Health Month. As we continue to be able to talk about these things, I'm grateful over the next few weeks, every Thursday for an hour at the top of the show, we're bringing on Doctors Hospital and various persons are going to be coming on to talk to us about specific health issues. Today, we kicked it off with none other than Dr. Rashida Brown Clark, having a conversation with us in her particular capacity as a psychiatrist. She's been doing this for how many years? You've been doing this now?
I have been doing this since 2009. So how many years is that? A lot of years. That's
15 years.
Thank you.
15 years. All right. You say it like a lot of years. You say it like
that's how men answer.
And so, but you married? How long have you been married? I've been married for a lot of years now, Jesus. That's any reason. You need to stop, right? So let's talk about these particular things now. And we started to talk about this. In our society, we recognize that there is a blockage. Now, let me say this. I want to be decent with you as I say this. My brother introduced me. I have a brother. I'm the eldest, right? My younger brother... he calls me up and he said, well, he came by and he and I just were sitting down having a conversation. And he says, what you doing on Monday? This is a weird question. I'm going to be going to work, sir. That's what we do, right? So he said, well, no, I mean, after, I want to introduce you to like a sort of a group therapy thing, right? So I said, group therapy? First time ever. I haven't heard this. I had friends of a lighter hue who would introduce these concepts to me. I just want to be decent as I say this to you, right? My brother, who's actually of a darker hue than me, he says, I want to introduce you to this sort of a group therapy. It's just this kind of a space that we can get together and sort of have a conversation with professionals in there to talk about some of the trauma and some issues. Time that was playing on me for days. I try to figure out, why would my brother introduce me? I never hear that. Like, for days, you know what I mean? For days. We grew up in the same house. We're from the same parents, everything. For days, I went through this. I say, okay, so he knew what I would have gone through, what he would have gone through. What is this that he's introducing to me, right? And then I really thought about it, and I said to myself, this is the proper company that you would want to be in. This sort of an introduction to sort of unraveling things in your life needs to happen more in different subsectors of our society. This kind of an idea of just going to the bar, having a drink, or just being able to go out casually and never really deal with the issue at hand is a sort of a bottleneck in our society where things can't really flow the way that it should happen. Talk to me about how you believe men, in specific, because we're dealing with men, how can men approach this? How can men... who are having issues, how can we, you know, where's the access for us to be able to do these things? Our pride may not necessarily say that we need help. How can we access this? How can you approach the conversation? What are the signs that we look for if men have childhood trauma or some issues that they need to deal with, that they need to be able to get to some sort of therapy? Talk to me about that.
That's a loaded question, because men generally do not seek healthcare as readily as women do. So, and that And so that's not only for any mental illness.
That's for hangnails.
Exactly.
If your toe, if your pinky toe falling off.
You as a man should be able
to. Could help.
And you just wrap that hangnail up.
Bam.
And do the best that you can.
Electric tape.
Do not cry. Do not show any weakness.
No way.
You do not have to go to a doctor. And so, you know, it starts with our perception about men and health and taking care of themselves. And so we need to get men to understand that seeking health care is better for them, better for their families, because we need them to be healthy in order for the family to be healthy. And that is physically, mentally, spiritually, etc. So it is getting men to seek help when they should. I do find that when men get together with other men, their discussions can be very superficial. And so getting them to speak to each other about deeper things. Okay. Superficial may have been, you know, but the
tennis, basketball
or
football
or
yeah,
that gal looked good. You know, but,
which is also a very important question. This is an important topic. But anyway,
but when it right? When it gets to, you know, how do you feel?
Men don't have feelings.
So we have to get over that. We don't have feelings.
We've never been taught to have feelings.
But we have to start. We have to start with our boys, and we have to talk to our boys, and we have to talk to our men, and get them to speak about how they're feeling.
It's heavy what you're saying, because even that somewhere deep in our subconscious, or even on the surface, for many men, based upon the home that they grew up in. This sort of an idea of trying to be able to shift the legacy of your family, the legacy of your last name, the legacy of what you stand for, and be able to say to your son, hey, listen, you don't necessarily have to do it like this anymore. I know daddy did it like this. I know my father did it like this. I know his father did it like this, but I want to be able to give you a different way.
Yes.
That may be, for a lot of men, hard to kind of deal with.
It is, but this is, you have to
make your boy soft. But that's the mindset.
But right now we have to make conscious decisions so that our children and their children can consciously. So men now have to make conscious decisions to be different with their sons, to speak differently to their sons, to give their sons different language than they were given. So give your son the space and a safe space to come and speak about how they are feeling, and not belittle them, not call them crazy, not call them the S word when they are emotional.
Hold on, wait.
The S word. We know what the S word is in our society.
We do?
Yes. We don't use that word either.
Praise God.
So
two words, ladies and gentlemen. Write that second word down. S, boom, 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 boom. Praise
God. So we don't want to make them feel as though they do not have a safe space to speak about how they are doing, how they are feeling. And so they will grow up being able to express themselves, being able to identify when something is wrong, being in these people and speak about what is wrong. And so when they get together with their friends, it will be therapeutic. It'll be a space.
But that's
to
the decency
talk
of friends, though. I have some friends that we get very deep in conversations. But we talk in politics. I just want to be decent with you as I say that, right? We're not going to talk about, like, I've so never like, been
I don't
in
know
space.
If I can I call that superficial? That's not.
It's social.
Social.
It's social.
Social. Right? Very social.
So we have a lot of social conversations.
Sure.
Socioeconomic conversation, educational conversations to do with society. Everything
sure.
is social based.
Okay,
but
that's
not
a good way to
say
it.
We're not going to get into
how you feel.
Personal.
No.
We're not necessarily even going to get into family.
No. Because you've been told that you don't do that. You shouldn't do that.
Men there's an unspoken rule among men, and the only reason I talk to you about this as a woman, because of your professional vantage point. I got to know whether or not do we break this door down, society, these partitions that exist between conversations.
Sure,
we accept it. I know that I don't get nobody business. I know. I tried it before. I can be decent as I say this to you. There was an issue when I was very young in my marriage with family members who came and tell me that their boyfriend, they ain't married yet, their boyfriend having problems with this boy and boom, 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 boom. And as me, who then gone through this and I'm married now, I say, come, that's why you come to me.
Sure.
And I say to them, I say, listen, man, I think you need to be able to assess this. Before you be able to take these steps, you have to be able to assess yourself and find out if you're ready for this, boom, boom, boom. The people get back together now, it sounds like I want you, woman. Jesus God Almighty, this is too much. I should stay out of people's business. I shouldn't have to learn the hard way when I'm trying to be vulnerable and open up to have these kind of conversations where there isn't maturity on the next side of this gate.
And so, yeah, so they're not going to be, you know, you may not want to have this discussion with every friend that you have, because a lot of friends and some friends
are set in straight prison.
And we love to talk about friends, but some friends are not friends, they're acquaintances.
Mm.
And so you have to know who is an acquaintance and what you will speak to that person about, and who is a true friend and or true friends, and who you will speak and you'll speak to them about things and maybe a bit personal. So I'm not suggesting that every group discussion has to be about how you feel and your anxieties or your fears, etc. But there should be an opportunity where you can get together with one or two people and talk about how you're feeling and the problems that you're having, so that you can get good advice. Because you can get good advice from friends, from family. But we have
good friends.
Able to have good friends, and we have to be able to have that discussion.
Who ain't gonna talk about the business? Everybody in Nassau knows you. Whoa, Charlie, you hear what happened to Howard? My God.
Yes.
No, I won't be decent.
Exactly.
Okay, praise God. I think I got a telephone call. I normally don't take telephone calls. Can I do this? You want to take a call?
Sure,
you
want to
take a call? Let's take a call, because these people got questions now. They want to talk.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Howard Grant.
Hey, good afternoon, my brother. What's up, 52?
Hey, good afternoon to your guest.
Good afternoon.
Okay, she right here.
I was prompted to call, I don't know, because I know she said she's a psychiatrist, and so, you know, I'm familiar with, I was reading up on psychiatry for a while, the history of psychiatry, and the guessing and the controlling of the DSM, and then the scientific dictatorship as it relates to, let's say, family members construct a concept, they want to inherit something, they go to the court, they say, or they go to somebody, they say he's insane. I had a friend held at the Sandlands Rehabilitation Center. He was in some fight by a washout, and he was held there. I don't know if they shook him. They denied that they still do any electroshock therapy, but whatever psychedelic drugs or psychotropic drugs they gave him, he came out, he's different. And so my question to this lady, being that I know science is very vast, and no one person can come on the radio and remember and speak about everything at one time, but as a psychiatrist, maybe she should know this, because I was taken aback years ago from Ms. Malcolm was on the radio, and I had called as a non-pundit. Was she familiar with the objective mirror cognition test or cognitive test? And she didn't know about it. So now that the public is hearing my voice, you know, one of the things I've learned, because I have children in my late 50s, so what I think I realized was the objective mirror or a mirror cognition test. They said when you hold a child up in the front of the mirror, he should be able to acknowledge himself at a particular age, at least from 6 months and up, Mom. Am I correct, Mom? I don't know. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, they're saying that when you hold a child in the front of the mirror, one of the ways to detect mental illness, because one of my questions to you is there any data on the amount of mental disabilities that have been incurred during childbirth? You know, the longer the child takes to come through the birth process, then it deals to brain damage. So what I'm saying is, does this happen? Do you see this? Do you guys see this a lot, where children are born, have developmental disabilities from the complications in birth, et cetera? And then is it wise for me to say on air that people should check their child with a mirror test to see if, before that age, eventually see they noticing themselves in the mirror? I did this because I know he has a whole plethora of vaccines he has to take. So I just wanted to make sure that everything was normal and way.
Wow.
But psychiatry carries a lot of power with it, Doc, in which you can declare someone insane, and then he could be incarcerated without his will. This is what I'm afraid about.
Wow.
And being that I know the history of psychiatry, at one point in time, arithmetic learning disorder was considered a mental disease. And we know about Benjamin Rush and the primitive ways of treating mental disease. And as a result
52, let me let her answer before we get out of here. We got 1 second. I can let her answer this real quick.
I'll call back out.
Okay. Okay, thanks, man. Okay, so he started to talk about the objective mirror cognitive test and where children would be able to identify themselves. Do you know anything about that?
I am not aware of that at all. Sorry.
Okay. Well, essentially what he's saying is that should it be something, because old people will tell you things like, don't put your baby in front of the mirror. You don't put the baby in front of the mirror just yet. But he's saying that there should come a point where the child, almost like, oh Lord, with the psychologist, with the psych, the pediatrician call it, right? There are strategic times and dispensations,
yes,
where the children have specific motor functions, and they would say, at this age, the child should be able to do this,
yes,
and hold this and stand like this and talk like this, or teething,
yes,
and dribbling, so forth and so on. And he's actually asking, in my view, whether or not there should be an age when the child can recognize his or herself and be able to say, okay, this is me, this is my face, so forth and so on.
So I know that there are certain milestones that children are supposed to meet, but my pediatrics was years and years and years ago, so I cannot remember them. That question would be better for a pediatrician, so I cannot answer that. I can, though, speak to, because he did mention trauma in childbirth and leading to mental illness. So, for example, one of the theories about schizophrenia and the development of schizophrenia is that there would have been some damage done to the brain during childbirth, and that is a theory that can possibly...
Has that presented data?
We do not have data, unfortunately, in the Bahamas, but there has been some data to support that, internationally, but we do not have local data.
You're going to come back and sit with me again, or you can send somebody else? Because I enjoy this, and I won't be able to stretch this out further. I got to find out more and more.
I am willing to come back when I am 100%, yes,
I can get
physically healthy.
$8,000 for Buckley's. I'll get you some. Ladies and gentlemen, this is none other than Dr. Rashida Brown Clark being able to talk to us. She's a psychiatrist over there at Doctors Hospital, been doing this thing for 15 years. I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to sit with us. That was Doctors Hospital Hour. I want to thank you guys. Going to take a commercial break and get right back after this.
Thank you.
Foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
Your health is your wealth. Prioritize it. This Men's Health Month at Doctors Hospital with comprehensive primary care and specialist screening. Book your appointment now.
Attention pizza lovers! Marco's Prince Charles has the deal of the summer for you! Head in and order a mouth-watering large one-topping pizza for just $10. You heard right, just $10! Call in or order online and pick up in restaurant today! This amazing carryout offer is available for a limited time and only at Marco's Prince Charles. This is a deal you don't want to miss because everything's better with Marco's.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The best athletes in the Bahamas will be on display at the B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships, June 20th at Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. Stephen Gardner, Devin Charlton, Shawnee Miller-Weaver, and so many more. The juniors are vying for the opportunity to represent the Bahamas at the World Under-20 Championships, and the seniors are gunning to qualify for the Paris Olympic Games, which are fast approaching, and our athletes are looking to get on the road to Paris. The meet gets underway at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, June 26th, and Thursday, June 27th, and at 5 p.m. on Friday, June 28th. Gates open at 3 p.m. daily, and tickets can be purchased for as low as $20 at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium, the B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships, June 26th to 28th at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. You don't want to miss this one.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255. 267.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Introducing Blissful Escapes in Paradise, a sanctuary of relaxation and rejuvenation. Step into a world of tranquility and let our experienced hands soothe your senses. Whether our luxurious massages, infrared sauna, or specialty body wraps, our treatments are designed to leave you. Special offer for the month of June, we are featuring three special packages to pamper and spoil the amazing men in your life. Give us a call today at 327-BLISS, that's 327-2547, and indulge in a moment of serenity at Blissful Escapes in Paradise.
Stay informed with the Nassau Guardian, your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The Nassau Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today. Call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The Nassau Guardian. We've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now.
The Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, top of the hour, being able to have a great conversation with none other than Doctors Hospital. Really grateful for the opportunity to be able to talk about that for Men's Health Month. We're looking forward to that on next week, Thursday, and continue to be able to do that. To really be able to get men in shape from a mental standpoint, physically and otherwise, to be able to participate in our society. Now, we're talking yet again. After you then get in shape, get your mind, your spirit, and everything together, you need to be able to get that insured. Talk to me as we continue to be able to do that. Family Guardian Insurance and Agents, right? Do we go FGA Insurance Agents and Brokers now, or do we say Family Guardian? I'm not.
Well, actually, we say FGIAB.
FGIAB. Okay, we got the acronyms in the house, so we'll be able to talk about these things. And Fun Fair is going to be Saturday, June 22nd, 2024, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Free entry. All the information's in there. To talk to us about it, we have Krizia Brown and Alicia Coleman to be able to talk to us about that. Ladies, introduce yourself and let persons know who you are.
I am Krizia Brown. I am the Senior Customer Service Administrator at FGIAB.
And Alicia Kulmer, and I'm the senior manager for FGIAB and FG Mortgages.
Okay, this is exciting stuff. I want to talk to you guys about that. What can we expect when we get out there on June 22nd? I know this is summer, the beginning of summer. A lot of persons are going out there and trying to be able to get themselves prepared before school starts in September. So let me know some of the things that you can be able to expect as we move forward and being able to see this on, is that Saturday coming?
Saturday coming. 22nd.
Okay, correct. Go ahead.
So this Saturday, June 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., we're going to be offering the annual trade show and fun fair. So you can expect us to have, like I said, we was telling you earlier, we have a Kitty Booth. It's off of the Kitty Corner. They can get their face painted. They can get popcorn, nachos, go on to Bouncing Castle while you visit all of our vendors. We have food and drink vendors. We also have mortgages, which will
That's a lot of work you're doing right there, you know. Drop your kitties to the... These children wild, you know.
Yeah. No, that's okay.
They'll be jumping up and down all over the people's journey.
No, they want to spend all your money in the summer.
So
drop them off.
Well, can keep them. 2 days.
So we have the mortgage department, which will be out there if you want to get pre-approved for your mortgages. We also going to have Commonwealth Bank out there to get pre-approved for the mortgage loans. For the car loan, sorry. Yeah. We're going to have easy car sales, so you can come out and get those electric vehicles test drive. Also, Executive Motors for... If you, like I was saying earlier, if you feel in your pocket, you want to get a BMW and drive a Beamer. Like my manager over here, she's driving X5. Mm-hmm. So she bossy.
Mm-hmm. Everybody know your business. Any X5 I see, I blow another. What's up, girl?
So you feel in your pocket, you could, you know, go over to Executive Motors. We also have BTC that's going to be out there. We have raffle prizes. Once you sign up to our booth, once you sign up online, you're eligible to get a prize. We're giving out all kind of things.
Y'all got about 30 vendors out here. Let me just see if we can run through some things now. If you want to come out there, you want to find out from BTC, you want to find out from Commonwealth Bank, Easy Car Sales, MGM. This is construction agency.
Correct.
You could be able to get your stuff laid out, and they could be able to take you up from start
and
to finish.
And some of our vendors are giving you discounts when you come out there.
And you get discounts also.
Yeah.
Well, you can't beat that. And also, you could be able to find out. I see that you have some realtors out there who's going to be coming out there also, right? 10AK
Matt
Sweeting, BTC. You also have Doctor's Hospital, which I think is unique to be able to ensure that you have all this touching
so
all
areas.
So you
need to make sure
they're doing a blood drive.
Right, have a good meal because we're going to have a blood drive out there as well with Doctor's Hospital.
Really?
Yeah.
You're giving people Vitamalt afterwards?
Yeah, of course.
You sit in the AC, you lounge in the chair.
They don't give Guinness no more. Only Vitamalt. Yeah. Remember one time ago you could get.
You
got
to make sure you drive safe.
My blood low. Give me one. You know I don't drink, baby, but my blood low. Give me one Guinness. Robbie didn't stop right. Right, so you got a lot of these places out there. We buy, you sell. CBS is going to be out there.
CBS is going to be out there.
Everything out there. Man, this is good stuff. So this is well encompassing. So when we come out there from 10 a.m. to about 4 p.m., we can touch all these things in our life. If we've been having this kind of a casual conversation post-pandemic, child, you know, I really need to find a piece of property.
Right.
I got to build my house. I got to do this. I got
to
do that.
And we have our attorneys there if you want legal advice for to
you
buying
got attorneys
a home.
Out there too?
Mitre Court, attorneys.
This is going to be a one-stop shop, Howard.
Oh, my God.
We have food and drinks for the adults as well.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Batter Girls, they're going to be out there. They're famous for their comfort batter. We have Fries with Benefits that's going to be out there as well. So you want your burger, your fries, your chicken wings, that kind of thing. We also have Five Ocean Beverages that's going to be offering mocktails and cocktails. So
a mocktail?
You know what a mocktail is. If you don't drink, but you still want that little fizz. Get
it sounds like
a
Baptist drink. Chad, you know I don't drink, but give me a piece of that rum cake. Right, I need to stop.
And we have dessert. So sticky bun, craving a cookie. After you eat, you'd wash it down. You get something nice and sweet to eat.
This is good, man. So where's it going to be located? Where you say you guys are going to be? On Family Garden Corporate Center on East Bay Street and Village Road.
That's across from the Monique Ramp.
Oh, right there. Mm-hmm. Y'all got enough space?
Plenty. Parking is going to be on the back, you get to the parking from the village.
Yeah, but when you say things like this, free, everybody come in and now saw.
That's fine. We can accommodate everybody.
So we have a lot of space.
Everybody come in.
It's going to be a beautiful thing, guys. I want you guys to be able to make, because I think it's time for us to do this. I think we're in a hurricane season right now. Right? A lot of persons want to know more information about hurricane.
Definitely.
They want to know about hurricane insurance for their homes. How do we be able to get those things? Are there going to be conversations like that, people that they can talk to find out more information?
That's FGIAB.
That's what you do?
Yes. We are the home and motor department. And so you come out there and you want to talk about home insurance, what you need for your home insurance, for motor insurance, what you need to protect yourself. All the Family Guardian divisions will be out there. So you want life insurance, we'll have our life insurance department out there. We'll even have our HR department doing recruiting. So
It's going
you
to be.
You might even get a job.
You might even get a job.
Listen, you come out there and say, listen, I need a car. I ain't got no money. But here's my resume.
There you go.
So I get a job and a car at the same time.
One shot.
You don't need
shot.
To stop it.
Just a one shot.
You don't need to stop it.
One stop shop, Howard.
So we get everything one time.
That's
everything.
Right. On a Saturday. At your leisure.
On Sunday.
Free entry.
And they're watching you churn.
And they can watch you churn. Mm-hmm.
My
and you got security watching your car. Mm-hmm.
So you get something to eat, mm-hmm. something to drink,
something nice
a
and
cocktail
sweet,
or mocktail. Mocktail. Uh-huh.
Something nice and
up to you.
Nice and cool.
Find out about your insurance, mm-hmm. your life insurance, mm-hmm. all these particular things, because you might want to get married also.
Pre-approved mm-hmm. for a mortgage as well.
You're pre-approved for a mortgage. Mm. All these things can happen at the same time.
And right you now. Might just get a job.
And a job.
Yeah.
You can't beat that.
Nope.
How are you going to beat that? Mm-mm. I'm serious. I want you guys to be able to go out and find out more information about these things, because this is very, very, and I make light of it, but this is truly create a one-stop shop. I think in our society, especially how it's so difficult to be able to move around now. So I just want to say that I'm from 8 Mile Rock. It takes me 15 minutes to get to Port Lucaya. That is 40 miles away, longer than Nassau. You understand me?
I would just be an electric guy.
Electric car?
Only them electric cars go fast like that.
Woo! I'd work. You know what I'm saying? I had to work in Grand Bahama, right? 6 o'clock in the morning. I didn't have money on the road. Be all right. Be all right. Well, 15 minutes to take me to get 38, 40 miles away. Mm-hmm. In Nassau, I could see my house.
But you can't get
can't
there.
Get away.
An hour and a half later. Where you at? I'm right around the corner, baby. Literally. I can see you. I can see you, right? But I'm saying that to say that because of this sort of congestion, especially on specific days in Nassau, it may be difficult to kind of move around. Mm-hmm. And it's very important that you can be able to see all these vendors in one spot to get to sort of your objective that you're looking for, whether that is home purchasing, whether that's life insurance, all these particular things. And then a lot of persons, especially younger persons who are growing up now and kind of matriculating into formal society, they don't necessarily know to get a house, you can need life insurance. Mm-hmm. For you to be able to get a house, you can need these particular things. Talk to them about that.
Yes. So we are going to be there. So here's what we want you to do. You're going to go to the FGA mortgages booth first. You're going to get pre-approved so you know how much money you're not going to go to the real estate agents and waste time.
And be big-eyed.
Because you already know this is what you qualify for. So once you've done that,
tell them right now. Tell them first. You got to qualify.
You have to qualify.
People don't know that.
No, yeah.
Challenge a piece of
property. So we're going to give them pre-qualification there on the spot. So now you have an idea of what your budget is for what you're shopping for. And once you've done that, then you can go to One Oak or Kiki Varakas, and they're going to see what they have to fit your budget.
So for the pre-qualification, is this just a casual conversation for you? How much money you make?
Well, we ask you, yeah, there's a question.
Or do you want me to bring a job letter? You ain't got to go to
your you ain't got to do that now.
Not just yet.
No, not just yet. So you're going to, we ask you about 5 or 6 questions.
How long you been working?
Yes.
6 months.
Yeah.
How much you making?
How much debt you
$260 a
how
week.
How much money you giving?
What you want?
Hey, how much money you giving?
$450,000. Furniture plus ain't getting done yet.
You know they just rent the place and it fall out with furniture plus.
I've been furniture right off the top.
Okay.
I've been working for 6 months. I make $260 a week, and I want a $450,000 property.
Mm. But you can tell big eye.
Yeah, why a big eye? Yeah. A big body too.
Yeah, you gotta reel it in.
Just make sure. Give me all the things I need.
Yeah, we're going to have a good conversation with you.
Because sometimes people are not necessarily sitting in reality.
We do at Family Guardian. We give you good financial advice. Right, and sometimes you need somebody to tell you outside your parents or your friends. You need somebody to tell you that this is what it is. This is what you want.
Tell them to do
things
in decency.
This is what you could afford.
But you say we got to do in decency and order.
Decency and let them know. Let's be decent. This has got to be decent. Man, you sure I can't get that? No, sir. The $260 that you're making every week ain't going to help you.
Okay. So now after you've got pre-qualified, then you go and you find what it is that you want. Then the mortgage department says, okay, this is what you're going to need to pay, but we need you to go over to FGIAB and get your home insurance quote. So you're going to come to us. We give you a home insurance quote, and you're able to take that to the mortgage department, and they'll be able to work everything out for you, what your budget is and everything. And at FG Insurance, you don't have to pay your premium up front.
Mm.
We let you pay in installments.
This is excellent.
Yeah, we're good people.
That's the best thing.
We are like. Good people.
That's what we like.
Yes.
I could put something down on the bill. You ain't gonna cut me off.
No.
I can put something down.
Yeah.
Okay, praise God.
Let me just give you a little reminder. Hey, don't forget that little thing.
Hold on. Let's get this straight.
We call you now.
Hey, that's the third time you called today. You didn't call me 3 times today. Come tomorrow.
I am that villain. I do the calling.
Jesus God. Okay, good. But you're decent, though. You're like, because some people is hounding you for them. Listen, Mr. Grant, I didn't see you take that money or that thing yesterday. You know you didn't put nothing in there, Mr. Grant. Rowan, is it business? Is this your money or is the people money? You can stop. Let's talk about these things, though. Guys, I want to take this quick commercial break. I want you to participate. I want to be able to talk about these things. They're going to be here for a little while longer to talk about some things that's going on. We're here talking about none other than FGIAB.
That's it.
FGIAB, I quick like that, you know, trade show and fun fair that's going to be happening on Saturday, June 22nd, 2024, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. They got everything laid out. When we get back, we'll find out more information right after this.
Foundation. Ladies and gentlemen, Kingdoor National Parkinson Foundation presents its 24th Charity Gala, Saturday, June 29, 2024. At the Grand Ballroom Grand Hyatt Bahama Convention Center. And here to set the mood right and the night tight is none other than international artist Johnny Gill. Also the Defense Force Band and the Rhythm Band. You can purchase your tickets at Carey's Fabric on Mackey Street or Signature Starts Marathon Road. Cocktails at 6:45 p.m. and dinner at 7:45 p.m. And then you can have your fill of Johnny Gill.
One thing is true. God has blessed me. Turn on your heart.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Now let me see now, 326-EPIC. Hello, this Epic, Eckerd Battery. This Miss Beulah from around the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road too.
Praise the Lord, it's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail, it's too far.
That ain't all, they open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the family island.
Introducing Blissful Escapes in Paradise, a sanctuary of relaxation and rejuvenation. Step into a world of tranquility and let our experienced hands soothe your senses. Massages, infrared sauna, or specialty body wraps, our treatments are designed to leave you feeling refreshed and revitalized. As a special offer for the month of June, we are featuring 3 special packages to pamper and spoil the amazing men in your life. Give us a call today at 327-BLISS. That's 327-2547. And indulge in a moment of serenity at Blissful Escapes in Paradise.
Doctors Hospital has reimagined primary care. We have invested to improve our health system, ensuring that accessible, affordable, world-class clinical care is closer to you. We understand that your relationship with a primary care provider shapes the foundation of your overall health. Our new modern primary care facilities are where critical diagnoses and true personalized treatment begins. With locations across New Providence, Grand Bahama, and Exuma, we invite you to experience the Doctors Hospital difference. Book your next appointment at clinics.doctorshosp.com.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company. We are here on Small Business Thursday talking about some great things that's going to be happening this weekend. This weekend, June 22nd, 2024, Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Family Guardian Corporate Center has everything laid out. East Bay Street and Village Road. Family Guardian Insurance Agents and Brokers, FIAB. FG.
I.
My God, I go on slow again. My God. FGIAB. My God, I got all the letters to there, right? We got the acronym laid out. We want you to be able to do that. We're here with none other than some beautiful people to, being able to talk to us about these things. I won't pronounce your name again. Hold on, don't tell
Crizia.
Me. Right? Crizia. Crizia. Crizia Brown and Alicia Coleman just been beginning to talk about talk to us about these things. Now, listen, I wanted to go step by step to these things because a lot of persons take these things for granted. They don't understand that this is all encompassing. They don't understand that you can't just cut up with a girl. You can't just spend $250 on an engagement ring. You are married a girl, but you don't have no other steps to take. There are steps to be taken out here. You can't just cut up on Slack.
Nope.
The daddy ain't into that. Mm-mm. You need to find some place to put his daughter. And it can't be in somebody's apartment. Mm-mm. Even if we start there, we got to move on now.
Right.
My God, the woman already have 3 children for you.
Oh, I know. You need life insurance. Yeah, have them.
She pregnant right now. You keep asking, why is she? What happened, baby? You puked for the first 3 mornings. That's morning sickness. She pregnant now with 3 children in a 1-bedroom apartment. You need a house. Boy. Today, talk to me. How do we find out more about this? How do we find out whether or not we qualify right where we are financially and otherwise to be able to get one of these beautiful homes? Talk to me about it.
Okay, so you're going to visit our mortgages booth. You're going to get pre-approved for your home. You don't need to bring anything. You're going to fill out a questionnaire. You're going to find out what you can afford. Once you've done that, you're going to visit one of our realties, which will be Kiki Varakis & Co. or One Oak. Find out, you know, what properties they have available for you, what fits your budget, and then you come over to us and get your home insurance. You also need life insurance. We're going to have our life insurance agents out there to find out how much coverage you need to cover the home. And then
you may need some medical insurance, too.
Yeah, you may need medical. You may want to cover the whole family. So you can talk about your life insurance and get your home insurance done.
Mm-hmm. And then you're good to go.
And we straight. Now, we could do this on Saturday. And by Monday, y'all could start working on my paperwork to formalize the situation.
Yes. Once you have all your ducks in a row, you start signing your stuff on Monday.
Suppose I want a car to go with that.
Now, if you want a car, we have no problem with that. So you're going to go
I want a house and the car.
You're going to go and you're going to look at all those beautiful cars.
I love this woman.
That Executive Motors will have out there. From the low end to the high end. So you have your Suzukis and your Hyundais, you have your Lexus,
which are extremely affordable right now. But we ain't talking about these people's business. You can talk about them on Saturday, but I'm saying to you, they are affordable.
They are. That's why we like that.
I see some nice little Suzuki this year.
And the Hyundai, they're making some nice sleek cars.
And they're good on gas.
Yes.
You ain't got to worry about those
things. They have the hybrid, they have the electric, they have them all over
there. I really didn't ask my wife if she wanted one of them.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
You but I mean, I didn't come out to y'all.
Easy car sales can be at then. You can test
get
drive
everything
for free.
On it.
Yeah. Test drive your electric vehicle for free.
They're nice, Howard.
I see that.
Because you know you like driving fast in 15 minutes, 40 miles.
No, I can't do that in Nassau. You'll be dying. Like, for fly, I can't do that in Nassau.
I see some little small cars. Let's do it. Right.
That's their note. We got to pray for them. We got to pray for them. We got to pray for them.
They call them the small car gang.
They just know they just open up the little turn and lane. They need to stop. They need to stop. I can't do that, right? But I like this. I like the fact that we got everything laid out, right? Even if you're in the market, you can get your house, life insurance. You can be able to identify those things. Even if you want to be able to, if you're one of these hands-on persons and you don't necessarily want to be able to build your house or purchase a house, but you like to take a piece of property and be able to develop that on your own with you and your family and kind of do this the traditional way, the way that their father showed you to do it, you can come in there and still get one piece of property. You can come out there and still have a good conversation with One Oak to talk about the properties that you have available, to talk about those things. Who else you got? You said Kiki Varakis, right?
Kiki Varakis & Co., yes.
You got Kiki Varakis & Co.
You may even have a home that you need renovated. MGM will be out there, so if you need renovation done. You know, it's the hot season. It's the summer. We have Cool Tech coming out. You know, they're the AC. They're the AC. They specialize in AC. So if you need,
you can make anything out
of here. Yeah, you get your AC, you get your ductless. We gotta keep you cool.
It's hot, Howard. It's very hot.
You telling me? I just feel like I'm rowing every day when I go outside. you know, you just get hot sometimes. You feel like, okay, Rao, coming on. Cut the AC on quickly. I feel like it's cut the thing on quick, right? No, I'm telling you, you can have everything out here. And so you also got BTC coming out there.
BTC, yeah.
So you can be, oh my. So hold on. Whatever your objective is, are they going to be telling us about what they offer in their particular capacities and businesses?
Yes, they'll be telling you what they offer, mm-hmm. and you know, a little bit of everything. So, we're also going to have to spin the wheel. So, once you visit all of the vendors, you have to go to all the vendors.
Mm-hmm. Free house.
You can't. No,
hold on. I'm trying to get to that. Hold on, because I can be there. But you're free. What you're putting on the wheel?
We'll be giving you stuff. You gotta come.
Tanks.
We want big tanks, though. We don't want to make
you got big tanks.
You got big tanks.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Jesus God, we coming on there. We coming on there.
You go on the website and you fill out an entry for a raffle contest. We're giving away gas vouchers.
Raffle
food vouchers. We're giving away spa gift certificates. We doing this big, Howard.
We're giving away food vouchers. You just make sure you are there to redeem your prize
at 2:00.
So you can't get it if you're in there.
No.
So at any time between tonight, today. And
I was there, but I had to leave.
No, Howard, you got to come. So, see, this is what you call planning. So, just how we're planning your life and your future, you got to plan your day.
Ladies and gentlemen, plan your day. Make sure you be able to come out on Saturday. Listen, and I know if y'all got no Kong salad, but you ain't far.
No, if but you we got ain't some got Kong, Kong salad, fritters.
You get Kong fritters out
we
there.
We get Kong fritters. Bada girls.
Get Bada girls out there.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, make it a beautiful weekend right there. It's going to be at Family Guardian Corporate Center, East Bay and Village Road. East Bay and Village Road. That is a beautiful area for you to be able to come in. The kids, even after that, you can be able to take them right across the street to be able to play and swing. The beach is right there. This is a beautiful weekend for you and your family. So guess what? Put on your little trunks. Put on your short pants. You ain't got to put on no long pants. Don't put on a suit. You think you're going to meet the people. Calm down. Put on your the old fellas like the bush jacket. Put on your bush jacket. Put your leg out. Come out there. Enjoy yourself. Have a beautiful time. Be able to find out more information about these steps that you can take. Get your food, your entertainment. There's a kids corner. Please remember there's a kids corner. Don't leave your children home. My God.
Bring them.
My baby cried this morning. She won't go with me. Summertime, you know. Yeah. But a 2-year-old, she will go with me.
They can get their face painted for free.
Oh, my God. Face painting?
Yes.
My baby's like this.
See that?
Okay, come on, guys. Get your face paint. Y'all going to do... Did somebody duck it in the water, too?
No, we have no dunk tank.
Y'all ain't got no dunk tank?
No, you want to
keep it up. Make sure you come. Make sure you come over here, guys. It's going to be the Trade Show and Fun Fair. Trade Show and Fun Fair. All your home, motor, and health needs all at one event. And they are not cutting any corners at all. Mm-hmm. Food, entertainment, like I said, kids corner, prizes, vendor presentations, exclusive discounts, and getaways. But you got to be in the place. What's the website that we go to find out more information as it relates to...
That is www.fgiabagentsandbrokers.com. Don't forget to visit the website to enter to win the raffle.
fgiabagentsandbrokers.com.
FGI Agents and Brokers.com.
FGI Agents
and it's easy. You can just go on Family Guardian's Facebook page, mm-hmm. and you can...
There's a link.
Link there, yes. Yeah.
Okay. So make sure you go on Family Guardian Facebook page. There's a link. You can find out all of the information. Now, you say if they can need to be able to set up for the raffle or anything, right. They can go on that?
Yes.
And just check it out? Okay, mm-hmm. good. So, guys, go please there. Please, por favor, check this stuff out. All the information's in there. If you want to find out that between today and tomorrow, 396-1490. That's 396-1490. I'm sure somebody could be able to find you, give you more information about that, because I know that these persons have a tremendous amount of questions. They got everything going on. Now, you didn't tell me about no entertainment as it relates to singing and things like that. You don't have anybody coming out there singing?
No, we're going to have a DJ that'll be playing and yeah.
Really?
We'll have so a radio shake station a leg. Out there as
yeah. well. Yeah. Okay, so if you have too much mocktails, my God, they might be in the center dancing. That's you got a little dance floor set up?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, God, you're going to have a good time tomorrow. This is going to be, please, don't bring no long pants out to the people place. Wear a nice, pretty sundress. Get yourself prepared. Mothers, come out there with your big satchel. You know, the same bag you just carry to the movies to put your little popcorn in. She laughed because you all know what I'm talking about. The same bag you just carry to the movies. Say, no, this is for my jacket. Lies, send the seats. Bring the big bag out so you can be able to take your pamphlets, take take the information, pop those things in there. As you walk around from one person to another, take your Fritters, put it in there also, because you're sure going to need your Fritters. Make sure you do that. Ensure, treat it like a beach day. Bring your family out, have a beautiful time, put your tan on. I'm sure it's going to have nice cool spots from 10 a.m. to 4. Free entry. You ain't got to pay nothing for that. It ain't cost you nothing to be able to get into these things and get access to exclusivity, to understand what we have and exclusive discounts and giveaways. You want to be, see your place in the place this weekend, Saturday, June 22nd, 2024, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. out there at the Family Guardian Corporate Center on East Bay Street and Village Road. If you want to find out more information, go to the Facebook page, Family Guardian, to link that. Anything else you want to put on anything?
We have to put a plug in there for PayGuard. So PayGuard is our payment portal because, you know, everybody's moving away from using cash. So you can also sign up for PayGuard out there. Even if you want to, let's say you want to pay your home or your
PayGuard,
your home or your motor premium while you're out there. Once you've signed up for PayGuard, you could pay a PayGuard. We could print.
Really?
We don't want you riding around riding dirty. Mm-mm. You're trying to keep my 40 miles an hour for 15 minutes.
Decent and in order.
If they're in the note, they're probably riding dirty. They need to stop, and we're not going to fight you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show today. That's this particular segment. I'm grateful to be able to talk with you ladies about this. Now, don't be no strangers. Y'all come down here, not only when you have an event. We'd love to be able to talk about what you guys got going on and continue to be able to talk about those things, because I think it's important that people know, especially young people, like I said, who are now formalizing to become a part of society. They need to know there's some steps that you got to take. Know that you have to take steps. They need to cuss the government. The government don't provide nothing for nobody. The government say, okay, we're going to give you $15,000 lots. Well, let us go. Let me go buy one. You don't qualify. You need to know, how do you qualify? How do you prepare yourself? And maybe that could put you in a position to save something, to save yourself and be able to put some things together and make those things happen. But take some time out and do these things formally. Guys, if you're out there and you want to know more about this stuff, it's going to be Saturday, June 22nd, that this Saturday coming, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., you can find out all the information. Shout out to all those persons who are being able to do those things as it relates to PayGuard, as it relates to all the vendors that you have. Shout out to all those particular vendors. Next time you want to do this, call me, eh?
Call okay.
I just do this live, you know.
Yeah?
I can just do this live.
Oh, so you can have us live on Facebook.
I can do this live on Facebook and run it through your page. Okay. Praise God. Next time. Next time. I'm going to fight you, right? Guys, we're out here. FGIAB. FGIAB. I see. I'm trying to tell you all the acronyms. Trying to get everything that's Family Guardian here with us. Guys, we're going to take this quick commercial break. We're going to thank you so very kindly. We're going to be right back after this.
The foundation. Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Looking for great device deals and offers this summer? Look no further! Alive has special discounts on the latest smartphones, Ring devices, and accessories. Plus, as an Alive customer, you can expect exclusive Get Extra offers and rewards, which means even more value for your money. We're talking more data, prizes, and surprises. Upgrade with us and experience the perfect summer with Alive in-store or at bealive.com/deals.
Bahamas Liquidation and Auction Center, your friendly and affordable vendor one-stop shop, where you can get all of your groceries at the best prices in town. Don't believe us? Find us on Mackey Street in the red, white, and black building south of Chesapeake Road. We don't stock anything, we just buy deals, so you better get there first. Call us today at 698-0123 or WhatsApp 557-2522 or follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily updates. Remember, always make us your first stop.
Foundation. foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. Beautiful show today. I'm grateful to all those persons, FGIAB, Trade Show, and Fun Fair, just sat with us being able to talk about all the stuff that they got going on Saturday. So if you want to be able to be a part of that, you got to do that. I was just telling them, I didn't know some things, man. I think many of us don't really say that. I'm talking about those young persons who've just started to really be able to tune into what's happening from a sociopolitical, socioeconomic standpoint, to really know exactly what's happening in our society. I didn't know. Can I say this to you? I did not know as a young person. I got married at 22 years old, right? I loved the woman. I wanted to be with the woman forever. I want the woman to be old with me. I want when years come, this is how I thought. I wanted when years come, and we ain't got no teeth, or she got to put her teeth in the jar. Notice I said her teeth because, you know, I'm going to keep mine. Let's be decent about this, right? So, and me trying to be able to hear what each other say, and this is the sort of image in my head. As we're holding hands, after we could recall about the years of cussing, the years of trial and tribulation, the years of growing pains and growing up our children, this is how I imagine, and the reason why I got married young. I wanted to be able to, I wanted to build with her. I wanted to build a future. I wanted to start it from the bottom. Now we hear conversation in 40 years, in 50 years, God spare our lives. I wanted to be able to say those things. And I thought that, and I know that she's the person that I want to be able to spend my life with. I made that decision as a young man. I didn't know I had to get life insurance. My mother then never talked to me about this. They didn't know I had to get health insurance. I didn't know about medical insurance. The closest we come to a conversation about medical insurance is when somebody falls ill and then we're trying to figure out who could sell the cheapest wings so we could be able to get a sauce, the little sauce out thing, right? Who can sell the steak where we could get cheap steak from? Who could participate and contribute those things for the closest that we got to formality and understanding these things? And that's the disadvantage that a lot of us have in our society, that we don't come up with this kind of a formality of understanding that there are steps to take in our society. There are formal steps that we take in terms of being able to. If you tell us about these formal steps, we will be conscious about the fact that we have to save our money. But you will never tell us about that. You never tell us about that. But Gucci just tell us about their shoes and their clothes all the time. The rappers just tell us for Gucci. We are consumed with the superficial aspect and the non-formal aspect of life. But you can't beat young children for that. You can't get mad at them. You can't cuss them for that. You have to realize that there's no formality from this particular standpoint. When there is a college fair, there should not only be college fair for grade 10, 11, 12. There should be other fairs. There should be an expose, just mere expose for you to understand formally what your responsibility is in society. Little young children don't know how to become a positive contributing member of society because no one ever said that to them. No one ever showed that to them if they didn't come from the household that does that. I got married at 20 and I wanted to get a house. Now keep in mind, we come from Generation Property in 8 Mile Rock. So I didn't got my generation property. I know I got to go through what mommy then went through. I'm telling you, I followed the CM Punk question. This is what I remember. This is what we do. So you try to figure out what ACE is something to me. And then you work in the hotel environment. So you know, if you go to the credit union, you have to save your money up to 6 months. And then whatever you save, you could get double your money in terms of loan. So if you get $6,000 that you save for 6 months, $1,000 can do this. By the time you get to the 6 month and you could be able to borrow against the money, you could borrow $12,000. This is what you learn in the hotel. Nobody tell you formally what the steps to take. Then you learn about credit card. After you send your money to the bank so much and the bank see you coming in so much for these things, the first thing, would you like a credit card? You don't know about no credit card. You don't know. You know how much money I owe these people when I was young? Jesus, you have no idea. Nobody educates us about these things. But they expect us to be contributing members of society. Oh, we could contribute properly and we get stressed right out because now we have debt. And that's only because of ignorance. And ignorance is only a lack of information, not of a lack of enthusiasm, not this kind of deliberate approach to be able to do something contrary. We just did not have the information. We didn't have it through years, and I struggled through the years. Well, can we talk like this and be real? It's time for these companies to make young people who they want to be contributing members of society who's going to be able to ensure that there's sustainability in their business. It's time for them to do educational expos like this and trade shows like this. I see some people different than me now. Watch me. I got married because I love the woman. These fellas is get married and women is get married because two of us together, our check could get us something. Oh my God, I can't get no amen. Yeah, because you wasn't making no money. You making $28,000 a year by yourself. You can't get done with that. I'm making $28,000 by myself. You can't get. But if we put our money with these two checks combined, Captain Planet, we could save our life. Yeah. We could do something like that. This is what we see in our society. We got to fix this. It is your responsibility to educate younger persons who are oblivious to what's happening in you. You have to be real. You can't fight the people and say, there's only $500 in each. Well, what the hell am I saving the money for in my bank account? Let's boost this up. I need new tennis. I need something fresh. We get on this weekend to get wet. That's the society that we're living in. And they never really catch themselves until after 27, 28, 29, sometimes very late. Now they've racked up debt from the credit union. They've racked up debt from credit card bills. They've racked up debt in these particular spaces. And thank God we don't have a credit bureau now in the sense of being able to identify your credit score. Thank God your dependency is not your credit score because you mushed that up as a child. As a young adult. And now when you really want to be able to formalize yourself, your credit score in 700 like in the United States of America is 150. You can't get nothing with that, sir. In fact, you should give us the shirt off your back. Let's be decent. I see a telephone call coming through. Let me take this call. Caller, go ahead. Hey, what's up, Anton?
What's going on?
All is well. What's up?
Right on, man. Good afternoon to the nation. I see small business Thursday,
small
right?
Small business Thursday, yeah. So we were talking about business today.
Yeah, what is that FGIAI based on that? What is that stand for?
Now, this is Family Guardian and Insurance Agents and Brokers.
Oh, right. I wondered if it was Family Guardian.
Yeah, Family Guardians, Insurance Agents and Brokers.
I was in and out of the conversation, so yeah. I didn't get to listen to what the abbreviation of the acronym was for.
Yeah, they have an event on Saturday.
Okay, all right, good. Look now, that conversation right there, that's a deep one what you're having, this one right now, and it is not as limiting as you're putting it out. Although what you were saying is a part of the consideration, a great part of the consideration, education or the lack thereof and the lack of experience on behalf or on part of many, many guardians or parents and being unable to pass on knowledge to their child or children to put them in a better position. Pardon me?
I listen in radio. I'm with you.
is very important. However, Howard, what's an even bigger consideration? And I'm in a conversation, man. Howard, this is a conversation in terms of cost of living in the country and access. That's a conversation that needs to broaden into those spectrums, and that could take a whole show. Because if you are following the trends of real estate in this country right now, Howard, versus 10 years ago, versus 15 years ago, Howard, it's virtually nearly impossible, except you're coming from a well-to-do family, or you have a mother or a father, or mother and father, or a guardian, or you run into some money to be able to afford real estate in this country today. Based on, forget about middle-class income, right? Because that won't even get it done for you, Howard, frankly speaking. You got to be slightly above the fray of middle-class income.
This is why I pushed back when the Free National Movement came out under the former administration talking about the project that they had for $50,000 on Prospect Ridge. I pushed back on that because when their criteria was a young professional, right? Which is wild. That is absolutely bananas. It was too wild.
He didn't frame that properly.
There was no specificity. What do you mean young professional? A barber is a young professional.
Absolutely.
A beautician is a young professional. Can a barber or a beautician afford this? What are you saying? Are you only thinking about doctors or lawyers?
Right.
Are you only thinking about these things? There's no form of franchise, a significant subsector or a segment of your society.
The greater.
Guess
what? The greater sector of our society.
Based upon your language, you've created this concept for a wider society, but based upon your language, this is only for a niche market. That's it. It's only for a few people who can be able to access this. And guess what? There were further conversations happening where people who had children off, right? This is the conversation that was happening behind the scenes. People who got children off, child, I got to get one of these pieces of property for my children when they come back.
Right.
So parents who are established, who had positions, who had money, who had the wherewithal, they would get this there. And so now you disenfranchise yet again the young professional.
And so, Howard, you know, what you are speaking to as a spinoff of what I'm speaking about certainly demonstrates, even at the different levels of the society, how one level totally eats alive the next level of society, right? Or, in other words, disenfranchises. And so this predominantly happens, Howard, from the wealth class and the rich class coming downward, where they monopolize majority of opportunities. And you have some governments who promote it, who help to sustain it, who help to even further advance that level of status quo in the country, right, Howard? But that's another spin-off conversation, Howard. But the point being, Howard, that the government has to find a way through policies, and it only could be done through policies, Howard, to try and equalize what is taking place in this country, Howard, because if we are not careful, Howard, we will become victims and second-class citizens in our own country. You hear me, Howard? And not only in Nassau, but throughout the family of islands also.
I agree with you.
This is a very important conversation, Howard, that we need to open up on your show, my brother. It's so critical. And it's happening. Howard.
I read him.
It's happening right now as we speak. If you look at the cost of real estate in this country, if you want a decent, you know, you just acquired a home for you and your family. You understand what it is.
I know.
Want you to speak about it as well.
I know.
Anyway. God bless Howard. Hopefully we can open up this conversation another time. Take it easy, bro.
I'd love that.
And good job. Continue the good work.
Thank you, man. We got to talk about that, especially under this New Day administration. I don't think that the shock and awe of our expectation is to be able to justify and identify how we have confiscated, acquired a plane, right? And I got to find out more information about that. We've confiscated this particular thing. Now we're going to be able to repurpose it, remodel it. It costs us $2.5 billion to be able to take. Come on, man. Let's talk. Let's be real about these things, man. Let's talk about these things, man. Take the $2.5 million. Let me buy one of these DC cruisers and whatever the case may be, and then pay me to carry you around the place. I mean, come on, man. Talk. You know how much pilots out here need a job? You know, you could start entrepreneurialism really in this country. We have to move away from this concept and idea of monopolism, of this monopoly, and really put ourselves in the position of empowering people. Man, let's talk. So we could find some place to put our children and our family. All us cannot live in our expedition. My God. Anyway, let's be decent, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to see you tomorrow right here on the foundation, chopping that thing down and being able to get into it. I got to be able to shout out to the former prime minister who's been released from the hospital, being able to do those things. I'm hoping that he's doing well and being able to find those things. Guys, tomorrow, Friday, we're going to get deeper into that and open the lines. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the foundation. Have a great day, guys. Godspeed. Without, 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 without